NATO revelations that hundreds of military personnel have committed sexual offences within the last 5 years, some involving children. Defence has been working to dramatically shift its culture in response to revelations of abuse and bullying, and internal figures reveal that most of the recent incidents have been referred to civilian police. But they also show that more than 80 defence personnel, including officers, have had their careers terminated for misconduct or unacceptable behaviour over the last 2 years. Emily Burke has our report.
Confidential documents obtained by the Australian newspaper and seen by the ABC indicate almost 400 ADF personnel have been identified as persons of interest for sexual assault and related offences over the past 5 years. The overwhelming majority come from the Army and mostly include officers, soldiers and reservists. The misconduct ranges from rape to aggravated and indecent assault. But for the first time, there are now figures on sexual offences involving children. Since 2008, almost 70 non-assaultive offences have been committed against children, and that includes incidents of child grooming and the distribution of pornography. The figures released under Freedom of Information show that over the past 2 years, 380 ADF personnel have had their service terminated, more than 80 in relation to inappropriate behaviour and misconduct. And more than 330 matters have been referred to civilian police since 2008. Elizabeth Broderick is the Sex Discrimination Commissioner.
In one sense, I'm quite heartened by the fact that they're more quickly being referred to police. The number of assaults I wasn't surprised by. The fact is, as I documented in my report, back in 2008, there was around 87 sexual offence complaints, and 2009, 74. So in a sense, the numbers themselves, I wasn't surprised about. But what I think has changed, and this has been quite a shift, is that it's a safer reporting environment. And what we do know is that for it to be safe for people to speak out, three conditions need to exist. One is I have to believe that there's a zero tolerance for this type of behaviour within the organisation, and I seriously think you'd have to be living under a rock not to understand that. Secondly, I have to believe that action will be taken, and I'm really pleased to see that several hundred people have been exited from the ADF over the last couple of years, particularly from the Army. And thirdly, I have to believe that I won't be victimised or ostracised for speaking out. And I actually think there's some more work that needs to be done there, because I still think people are fearful.
Long-time observers say the culture of the modern Defence Force has changed. Adair Donaldson is partner at Shine Lawyers and represents victims of historical military abuse, including those from the HMAS Lewin training base.
Certainly heartens me to think that the horrors that the HMAS Lewin survivors experienced all those years ago are never going to be repeated. What we've got to remember about HMAS Lewin is we're talking about children that were abused. We're talking about 15 and 16-year-old boys that were subjected to the most horrendous forms of abuse, and that as a result of the poor mismanagement by the ADF at the time and subsequently, they've been suffering ever since.
He says the shift that's happened within defence should serve as a template for other industries.
The most common places for sexual assaults to occur is in the workplace. It's probably one of the top four places where sexual assaults are occurring, and it's going unreported. And what I'm hoping is by situations like the Australian Defence Force, it will then open up to other people in other organisations coming forward as well and feeling comfortable to talk about those issues.
But Elizabeth Broderick is still working with the Australian Defence Force and she says there's much that needs to be done.
Many in the ADF know what needs to be done, and particularly at the leadership level, there's really strong and visible leadership on these issues. But it is about making sure that the message around cultural change permeates to all the different levels, and particularly to the middle of the organisation. Because the people who work in the middle, particularly at the non-commissioned officer level or the junior officer level, they are the keepers of the culture. And unless they decide to change, change won't happen. So that's really where the work's continuing.
That's Elizabeth Broderick, the Sex Discrimination Commissioner, ending that report from Emily Burke.